You never know why somebody steps down from a position of importance. We can only assume what we do know, and that is that there's a conservative element in Congress who has been very angry at him, thinking he doesn't do enough to promote and promulgate their conservative values, and they're very angry at him. And that has left the number two guy, a man named McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, who represents Bakersfield, California, and who's known as a genial, decent guy, but he has been a Boehnerite all along and says that this is killing the Republican Party, basically. We know that. If we deal in this type of debate, quote, we only weaken ourselves from what we want to achieve. And he couldn't be more right about that. The Republican Party is caught in a really bad spot. There are those people who desperately want to promulgate and push the right-wing agenda of the Republicans. They're running in primaries. There's always somebody who will come out and run against them and be even more right-wing than they are and more strident than they are. And so that really becomes very important to them. Their primary goal is to survive. That's the way it is in politics. So now Boehner refuses to go along. He doesn't want to shut down the government. He doesn't want to do all those draconian things which we hear about. And so out with him. Now, did they push him out? Yes. Were there other reasons? We don't know. We do know that during the Pope's address, he was crying constantly. He may be depressed. I don't know. All I know is that if he's out, it's going to leave the Republicans in even worse shape, because it takes them from the middle, where the great mass of American voters are, and brings them out to the right side. And that doesn't help them at all. They go after women. They go after Hispanics. They go after immigrants. When you take each of those groups and eliminate them from the way in which elections occur, you know, you can't be helping yourself. You got to be hurting yourself.